Thunder Bay. The stage is set and everyone's excited for Wake the Giant, which is set to happen on Saturday. It's a 4 to 5 day setup. We're very excited this year. It's a little bit longer to set up because we are going to be the first live show in Northern Ontario in almost 2 years, but also it's going to be the first live show in Thunder Bay to ever have the pyro, the fireballs, the CO2 cannons, said Sean Spenrath, one of the organizers for Wake the Giant. Music festivals in Thunder Bay have never done that, period, end of story, and we're going to be the first one and I am jacked for that. Our headliners are off the chain, it is going to be the craziest show. Wake the Giant Music Festival is a full-day music event with performances starting at 12:30 p.m. With the last set expected to wrap up at 11:30 p.m. there will be local food vendors and booths, dancing, fun fan experiences, an indigenous craft market, a painting and ceremony event, and a wellness tent. The festival will be a celebration to welcome hundreds of indigenous youth to Thunder Bay. I think this is like the calm before the storm. A lot of these kids are new, they're grade 9s, so they're kind of easing into it, they don't know what to expect, so when they do get to the music festival I think you're going to see their smiles are off the charts, like, they're just going to be beaming. Spenrath said. The lineup for the festival is 12 p.m. gates open, 12:45 p.m. opening ceremonies, 1 p.m. Northern Cree and Grand Entrance, 2:15 p.m. Nick Sherman, 3:30 p.m. Isquay and Tom Wilson, 4:45 p.m. William Prince, 6:15 p.m. DJ Shub, 7:30 p.m. Loud Luxury, 9 p.m. Third Eye Blind, 10:30 p.m. Jesse Reyes. Tickets to the event cost $105 and are available here.